Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Today we'll be continuing our question and answer series with more of our listeners' questions. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom deals with these questions today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Well, now we have one more question that I want our announcer to ask here and share with you, and we'll answer that, and we'll let this complete our Q&A number 3, the third year in a row now that we've had a Q&A series of radio programs. So I trust that you will listen to this next question, and then we will answer it the best we know how.
Pastor, an internet listener writes, I recently heard your sermon on the internet titled Marriage in America. I would like your advice on a sensitive issue. My sister has recently announced to me that she's a lesbian. I confronted her with the scriptures, and she says Sodom was destroyed for inhospitability, not for homosexuality. I told her that her lifestyle is an abomination against God, which made her angry. The question is, do I tell my 90-year-old father? He's a retired pastor. My sister comes to family holidays as Christmas and Thanksgiving. With all the children and grandchildren present, I think I should not go with her there. Yet, they will want to know why, and then my father will find out. I'm afraid it would tear his heart out. Thank you for any advice you can give on this matter.
Okay. Now, this is very interesting, and I am glad to hear that we've got listeners all around. And this listener evidently listened to us through the internet. We sponsored a sermon on what is called Sermon Audio. And Sermon Audio is a large sermon site, and it has, unfortunately, it has many Calvinists on it. But the feature sermon for the day that goes around the world, it cost about $150 to do that. So we did one titled Marriage and America. And, of course, I got some of the bad guys or some of the guys that get upset because we're talking about a soon coming of the Lord and things of that nature, and they don't believe that the Lord's coming soon. They believe in a post-millennium, and things are just going to get better and better and better. But we don't worry about those folks. But I am thankful for this person that has written this letter and asked this very special question, because this really gets down to where you might say the rubber meets the road. Now let's begin to read this answer to their question. My heart goes out to you as I read your email. My, how your heart must weep as you think of your own sister having been overcome by Satan in this very issue. Sin is not singular. It affects many people. It may be that your father already knows about it and has not told. I know a retired pastor who had a son that was in that lifestyle. He kept it quiet. And that didn't really help his son. His son eventually died from AIDS. Now, we live in a society that says, you just got to love them and forgive them. You made mistakes in your lifetime also. Well, that is true that we made mistakes in our lifetime. And there should be forgiveness in our heart. But a person must repent in order for us to extend the forgiveness to them. Now, Jesus already has forgiveness in his heart, but he does not extend it until one comes to him in faith and repentance. One gentleman and his wife turned in a relative who had molested sexually several children. As the police were looking for him, this relative escaped to a foreign country. The parents acted as if they did not know where their son was when they were confronted by police. However, they flew to the country where the son was living. He was working as a nurse in a children's home. Well, when this man found out, he turned in his nephew to the police. The entire family turned against this man and his wife, including his own children. The nephew went to prison. I took the time to contact him after I received your email to ask him if he felt he did the right thing. He let me know he would do it again. He felt he saved the lives of many children. He misses his own children who have not spoken to he and his wife for 7 years. And he has told them that he'd allow them all to come around if they would confess that their action is sin and ask forgiveness of God. They all thought you should never turn in a relative for a crime. Well, my friend, toleration is not of God. We are to crucify the lust of the flesh with its affections. A reading of Galatians 5:16-25 shows that flesh and spirit do not exist in harmony and toleration. Flesh and spirit just don't do that. Now, that's not the same as your situation. There are Bible principles that are involved. For an example, Proverbs 28:13 states, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." One does not receive forgiveness from God until they first repent. The same is true in relationships of men. Unrepentant attitudes should not be forgiven to the person. Yes, the forgiveness must already be in our heart so it can be given upon the person's repentance, but not until then. Not making it known allows them to go on in their sin, while at the same time enjoying full family fellowship. In essence, their sin costs them nothing. And we're reminded of 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Are we not? Where the gentleman was living in sin with his father's wife, and the church thought they had liberty, and they're just showing all the love, and they just accepted it. And they were rebuked strongly to put this guy out until he repents. And yet when he did repent, then the church was instructed to receive him back. And when he repented, that meant he left that life, okay, to come back to the way of righteousness. Essentially, this is a decision that you will need to make yourself. It is one you make before God. Therefore, you need to have His leading. Your dad is a Baptist pastor who's retired. And although the knowledge of this could hurt him, it is not you, but your sister's sin that would hurt. Now, as a pastor, he may be able to help. He can also pray more specifically. God may have kept him here instead of taking him home, that he may deal with this issue. He may be one who can have the influence to turn this girl from her wicked ways. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11 states, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Now, as you can see, some were homosexuals in Corinth. They were effeminate. They were abusers of themselves with mankind. But it says, "Such were some of you." They were, but they are not that way any longer. You see, God can save, cleanse, and change sodomites. He really can. But if we tolerate it, we try to justify it, and we overlook it, then, my friend, we interfere with the work of the Holy Spirit of God, and we quench His Spirit. God does not bless the church that does not deal with sin in the camp. He condemns the home that will not deal with sin as seen throughout the Bible. I cannot promise that everyone will love you for taking a stand. They may think you are nuts, especially in this tolerant, anything goes society. But the truth is, your sister will not get saved if she continues in that lifestyle. And when you stand before God, you will answer to Him, not family. A young man who was also a Baptist pastor's son confessed to me that he had made a decision in prayer as a child, but he did not think he really got saved as he looked back. He lived the sodomite lifestyle until he was in his 40s. But he got saved, and the Lord took it from him. And I say that to tell you this, my friend, don't give up on your sister. If she was brazen enough to tell you about it, you should be strong enough to confront it in the power of Christ. Again, this is your decision. However, in Scripture, we do not see that hiding sin is ever a good thing. Now, this is an area in which one decides to stand. Saying one is against the sin of sodomites is only a statement and non-doctrinal faith if they will not stand against it when they have the chance to stand. Well, sister in Christ, my prayers with you in this issue. How much your heart must hurt, and only God can comfort that. I also want to encourage you to go to our website at www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. There are two sermons that I preached concerning the area of homosexuality. Those sermons are titled, No Dogs Allowed, and the second sermon, Be True to Yourself or God. Well, check them out. They were preached on June 6, 2010. And so I emailed how she could find these sermons, what site and what to look for, sermons by title. And by the way, I believe that the first sermon there was preached out of Deuteronomy, and so you could even go to Sermons by Bible. But by the date there, you can just go back until you get to June 6, 2010, and find that AM and PM sermons on those dates that were preached at Central Baptist Church. And those were two Sunday. One was Sunday morning, the other one was Sunday evening. And we preached those messages, and we had people that came forward that were dealing with these things in their own homes. And so, obviously, it was a right sermon to preach in that place as well. Well, I hope that this question answer time has maybe answered some questions that you had in your mind. Maybe it's hit some areas where you have not dealt and you needed to deal. The reason all of these things come up as what we've gone over here these last couple of weeks is because people are not saved. And then Satan comes in and he confuses the area of salvation. That's why so many today call themselves evangelical, and that yet they'll say there are many roads to heaven. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.